Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The U.S. Department of the Interior has released a draft report on the impacts of removing four dams from the Klamath River. Congressman Mike Thompson commented on the report and said dam removal will not only improve the river, but be an economic boon as well. The report states that the one-year project to remove the dams, scheduled for 2020, will create more than 1,400 jobs, and that restoration efforts after removal could produce as many as 4,000 jobs over the following 15 years of work. The dam removal will also help salmon and trout species, and it's estimated that that will in turn reflect positively on the local commercial and recreational fishing industries. The removal plan also calls for more water to flow through the river basin, benefiting wildlife and recreational activities along its route. And the cost of removing the dams will be far below the $450 million state cap for the project. Overall costs are expected to be about $290 million for the entire project. You can get more information at klamathrestoration.gov. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously today to approve a recommendation from County Council to extend a moratorium on issuing permits for medical marijuana grows and dispensaries until the state Supreme Court rules on a case brought against the city of Long Beach. Now that the federal government has gotten involved in California's medical marijuana industry, local governments have been threatened with federal legal action, and the feds claim that state and local governments cannot overrule federal precedent in this matter. The Board of Supervisors, in approving the extension of the moratorium, also added some exemptions, including allowing currently permitted dispensaries, and there are three, to continue to serve their patients and to allow those dispensaries to reapply for permits if the current permit runs out during the moratorium, which will extend until the end of the year. In essence, it will maintain the status quo for those three dispensaries until the state Supreme Court or a federal court rules otherwise. The National Weather Service has forecasted more rain for the North Coast region through the remainder of the week, but so far Humboldt County has gotten off lightly compared to our neighbors to the north. Both Del Norte County and Curry County, Oregon, received nearly 10 inches of rain in 3 days last week, triggering rapid river rise, mudslides, and evacuation of low-lying residential areas. On Thursday of last week, Crescent City reported more than 2 inches of rain fell in a 24-hour period from Wednesday through Thursday, and a new series of storms is expected to add to those totals. Locally, coastal flooding remains a concern, and storm runoff has flowed into Humboldt Bay, leading to the suspension of oyster harvesting. Two minor sewage spills from the city of Arcata added to that runoff, but oyster harvesters are expected to be back to work by Saturday. And one other area that has been affected by the recent rains has been the Dean Creek Slide that closed down Highway 101 last year. As the heavy rains fell on Humboldt County, the repaired hillside and slide location began to erode, leading Caltrans to close down one lane of the northbound lanes. Caltrans has announced that small improvements to drainage and the placement of matting over loose soil until vegetation can grow will be used to mitigate further erosion. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. A man took his own life this morning by leaping from the roof of the Masonic Lodge building on G Street in Eureka. The incident happened around 10 o'clock, and the man was rushed to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival after suffering major head injuries. Police say the man had a history of mental health issues, as well as substance abuse troubles, and his family, in Crescent City, has been notified. Police believe the man accessed the roof by climbing a pallet to reach a fire escape ladder, and then to the roof. The Child Abuse Prevention Center, located in Sacramento, has issued a study that collected data over 20 years about child abuse and its effects on children, and concludes that child abuse harms children in dramatic ways even after they've reached adulthood. Some of the findings report that nearly one quarter of all children who die during childhood are either the victims of abuse or have a history of abuse in their family. Of all children who die during childhood, more than 40% come from households with known risk factors, including physical abuse, substance abuse, or crime and violence. More than half of the children who were murdered died directly from the effects of abuse, and those who died of abuse died at the hands of their biological parents. Eureka police were alerted yesterday that explosives may have been left in a room at the Christie Motel in Eureka. Police were told that explosive material had been unlawfully stored in the motel room, and officers then evacuated the premises and called the Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit to investigate. After searching for more than 3 hours, no explosives or explosive devices were found, and Eureka police are still investigating the original report. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.